Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. I'm very excited to have my new friend. I'm going to call her Lisa from Georgia, but that's not her name and that's not where she's from. But we spent the weekend together at Determined to Rise, and that's what I accidentally introduced her as over and over to people because I had trauma brain and did not remember her actual name or where she really was from. So the handy part is now we can use the name that I accidentally called her all weekend on the podcast to protect her anonymity. So welcome, Lisa.
Hello, Anne. Thanks for having me.
We had a very long drive from Salt Lake City down to Zion to attend the Determined to Rise retreat. There were about 80 other women with us, and it was a really, really nice weekend where we could really connect with other women and experience the strength in numbers of knowing that we're not alone. And one of the things that Lisa mentioned on our drive home was that a lot of women have the desire to spread the word about betrayal trauma recovery because before they found betrayal trauma recovery, they didn't realize that there were so many women experiencing similar things. Maybe the details are a bit different, but similar emotions of not knowing what to do, of trying to figure out what to do next, of the pain and the confusion that come along with the abuse and the infidelity that we've all experienced. Lisa, why do you feel like women who find BTR really want to help spread the word about BTR?
You were just talking about the Determined to Rise conference. I wouldn't have known anything about that if it hadn't been for the BTR podcast, because there's not a lot of resources in my area. Even the counselor I'm seeing isn't trained in this area. She doesn't know about resources like books and things that you suggest on BTR. And I just want to do my best to help other ladies find it quickly, more quickly than I did.
I've had women write me and say, had I found BTR sooner, it would have saved me years and years of pain or years of confusion. Is that how you feel?
Initially, just friends and maybe counselors and books, you know, I would read them and listen to it and it just didn't resonate with me. So as I dug further, I started learning words like betrayal trauma. You know, I didn't even know that's what I had. So I didn't know those are the words I needed to search for. I just started stumbling across things. So I had to weed through a lot of things that were not helpful before I could get to the things that were. Even with books and things like that that are suggested, sometimes you're just not in a place where you can sit down and read and comprehend a book. BTR for me was just something consistent weekly that I could turn on and listen to. It took time, but I learned to trust the advice you were giving because what you were saying was resonating with me. So I was able to take your advice. It was just good for me when I found BTR because it's a consistent voice of reason that I could turn to. Listening doesn't take nearly as much brain power as sitting down and studying or something like that.
As evidenced by my trauma brain over the weekend, right? Women who experience trauma have difficult time processing written information.
Yes, definitely.
And we also have a very difficult time remembering things.
Absolutely. Yes. Writing things down is very important for me to make sense of things and to remember things. And, you know, it's great with the podcast. I can go back and re-listen. Before I got on with you, I was re-listening to a few things.
I am grateful for your patience as you've listened to the podcast, and it was nice to meet you in person. So one of the things you mentioned in the car is that you really wanted other people to know about BTR. And you said on the podcast, you mentioned that giving the podcast a rating helps increase the views on search engines. And is there anything else that listeners can do to help spread BTR so that other women can find it?
You know, I'm not probably going to have my own podcast or website or blog or anything like that. It's maybe difficult for me to talk about these things with people in person. I want to do my best to promote you and in the best way that I can to help other people.
Like you said, you were searching for things, but you didn't know to type in betrayal trauma into Google because you didn't know what it was, right? That you didn't know what you were searching for exactly.
Right.
Then finally, when you found the word betrayal trauma, you found us. You found betrayal trauma recovery. So as women are searching around, they search for words like infidelity, cheating, pornography addiction. Lots of women are searching for narcissism stuff, lying. How do I help my marriage? It's very rare that a woman who's having marriage troubles goes immediately to Google and types in betrayal trauma. My goal is to help women get this information as soon as possible. Making sure that they can find us online is really important. The first thing I ask people to do is to have people rate the podcast on their podcasting service, either Google Play or iTunes or their Android app. And that 5 stars means that Google starts paying attention to it, or iTunes starts paying attention to it. So podcasts with a lot of ratings, that rating just helps give it more visibility. And that's what we need. If someone types in infidelity, for example, we might pop up because it's one of our search term words, or another one of our keywords is narcissism. And we might pop up and then they might say, oh, I've never heard of this betrayal trauma thing. And they might go from there. The second thing you talked about was commenting on the site. So the way that search engines work is the more interaction, the higher it ranks on Google. The more interaction a website gets, the higher it ranks on a search engine. You'll see things evolving over time with BTR as I learn better ways to describe things, as I learn more words, you know, for this experience. As all of us know, it's an ever-evolving process to be able to describe what we're feeling and what is happening to us. And so I try to update the website over time and all the materials over time when I have a new and better way to describe something.
Okay. I'm sure, like, I wasn't supposed to be interviewing you. It's probably not how this was supposed to go.
That's the cool part about this podcast, is it's by trauma survivors for trauma survivors, so we can make it whatever we want. So tell me about your experience being around so many women, like having come from an isolated state of not talking to anyone who you felt really understood.
Here in my town, I hadn't found any groups that I felt comfortable going to just because they didn't focus on my specific need. And then just having such a hard time finding a counselor, I felt like they were listening, but maybe didn't really get it. And I have friends and family that know that I'm separated and they know that I'm hurting, but still, again, they don't know the details or maybe how to listen with understanding. So being around all these women, even if their situations weren't the same or if they hadn't experienced the same thing, it just felt like they knew how to react appropriately and the right things to say. It felt so good just to be able to talk and not worry about filtering what I was saying or trying to remember what I had already told them, or is this person safe or not, or when am I going to run into them at the grocery store, you know, or do they know my husband? You know, all these things that are constantly going through your mind when you're at home and trying to know how to talk to people. None of that was there. And I was able just to talk and share my story and not feel judged or getting good advice or bad advice. Sometimes you just want to talk and have somebody listen. And it was a really great experience.
It was a good experience for me too. I really enjoyed the personal interaction. I enjoyed being able to give people hugs. I enjoyed crying with people. That sounds really awful that I would enjoy crying with people, but it was just nice to have that personal connection and feel things as a group. I really appreciated that. At BTR, I decided to do only online things. It was for that same reason. It's very difficult for women to get out of their homes. It's very difficult for them to drive down the street. They're afraid, oh, what if someone sees me pulling up to this therapist? All of the concerns that women have when they start to go for help, we've tried to figure out a way at BTR to work around those so that women can feel the strength from other women online.
I want to throw out there that I'm sure donating helps continue how y'all are already working on spreading the word. I don't know. I just want to throw that out there because I think everybody should donate. And
Yes, I
want to help you guys any way I can.
And because of your donations, I've been able to purchase a really nice microphone. So the sound has improved. And I've been able to purchase really nice editing software so that I can edit the podcast better. And Betrayal Trauma Recovery was built by all of us. There's no way I could have started it without the emotional support of all the women that were listening, all the donations, small and large, and knowing that there was someone on the other side of the microphone listening to me. Because when I would feel just so dark and sad and just be speaking into a microphone in my basement, the support that I've received has been overwhelming, and there's no way I could have done it without you and without the coaches. So I'm very, very grateful that this is a organization by trauma survivors, of trauma survivors, and it feels like a community that I'm a part of, that I'm proud of, and I'm grateful for.
If this podcast is helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.